شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلاة ربي وسلامه عليه. ما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His aid and His assistance and forgiveness, subhanahu. We seek refuge in Him from the evil of ourselves. Indeed, whoever Allah He guides, nobody can mislead Him after that. And whomsoever Allah leaves astray, nobody will guide him. I testify and bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped other than Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and final messenger. O servants of Allah, the messenger would address the people and say, indeed, the best of speech is the speech of Allah. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs are those that are newly introduced in the religion. And every newly introduced affair in the religion is an innovation. And every innovation is misguidance. And every misguidance is in the fire. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned the tremendous status of the ulama, because they are the guide of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the prophets. And He raised them subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. And He raised them Jalla Jalalu in the hereafter, and He said, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Are they equal and comparable? Those that know and have knowledge of the religion of Allah, and those that do not know. And He's the one who said subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning their rank and their place with Him, subhanahu. يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah has raised the believers in rank and degree with Him, and He has raised the people of knowledge ranks above them. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala declared that the ulama, they are those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the people of taqwa. They are the people who are in awe and glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَا. That those that truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are the scholars of the sunnah. And He, Jalla Jalalu, included them and brought them in and brought their witness of His great, the greatest witness that has ever been born, to His wahdaniyah, the fact that He, Jalla Jalalu, deserves to be worshipped alone. He included inside of that mention these scholars, and He said, Subhana, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو هو العزيز الحكيم. And He said, Jalla Jalalu, indeed Allah, He testifies and bear witness. None has the right to be worshipped except for Allah alone. And then He mentioned who bears witness with Him and testifies to that along with Him. They are the angels and those people of knowledge of the religion from the scholars of the Sunnah and the scholars of the Sunnah alone. And they establish soul based upon justice. None has the right to be worshipped except for Him. And indeed He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Almighty, the possessor of tremendous wisdom. And this clarification of the status of the Rabbaniyin, those scholars who are cultivators, those who act upon their knowledge, who guide the people to the truth, clarify to them what misguidance is, clarify to them the path of the truth, was not escaped by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as appears in the hadith Abi Darda, where he stated sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioning the virtue of the ulama, mentioning the virtue of the tulabul ilm, the seekers of knowledge of the religion of Allah, and he stated sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man salaka tariqan yabtaghi fihi ilma salaka Allahu bihi tariqan ila al-jannah. He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever goes down a path seeking knowledge of the deen of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him down a path and will guide him to the path that will lead to nothing other than his paradise subhanahu. Then he mentioned Jalla Jalalu, the status of the scholars and what takes place and how they are honored. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَ لَتَدَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا رِضًا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. And that certainly the angels, due to their humility in front of the seeker of knowledge, they lower their wings out of respect of that individual, in pleasure what the seeker of knowledge does. Then he distinguished and he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioning the specific reward and status of the alim, the scholar. He says, wa innal alim la yastaghfir lahu man fis samawat wa man fil ard hatta al hitani fil ma. He said, and indeed, everything that is in the heavens and upon the earth asks for forgiveness of the scholar of the sunnah. Even the fish inside of the oceans, they make du'a for his forgiveness. Then he stated sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa fadlu alim ala al-'abid ka fadl al-qamari ala sa'ir al-kawakib. and the virtue and the difference and disparagement in status between the worshipper in comparison to the alim is like in comparison to the moon that is lit at night when it is bright and is at the fullest, as appears in the sub-narrations, in comparison to the rest of the celestial bodies that may be seen upon that same night. And then he stated, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in al-ulama, warathatul anbiya, that certainly the scholars of the sunnah, they are the inheritors of the prophets. وَلَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِنَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا إِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ. Because the prophets do not leave behind gold and silver coins to be inherited. Rather, they leave behind knowledge that is inherited after them. فَمَنْ أَخَذَ بِهِ أَخَذَ بِحَدٍ وَاثِرٍ. And whomsoever was to take from that inheritance, he has taken a share which will be of benefit to him. And for this reason, their status in talab al-ilm and their striving in the cause of Allah is comparable to the one who strives in the cause of Allah in jihad. And he stated, as appears in Tirmidhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من خرج في طلب العلم كان في سبيل الله حتى أن يرجع أو حتى يرجع. He stated sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the one who leaves his house seeking knowledge of the deen of Allah, he's the one who is striving in the cause of Allah until he returns. And from the sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves the servant, is that he grants him understanding of the religion. As he stated sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whoever Allah wants good for, he grants him understanding of the religion. And the opposite applies. The ones that Allah does not want good for them, he does not grant them understanding of the religion of Allah. He does not grant them the ability to act upon that knowledge. He makes them ulama usul, evil scholars that oppose the knowledge that they have, corruptible individuals that give into their lowly desires. As for the scholars of the sunnah, then they are those that they are illuminated by the knowledge that they possess, and they are beacons of light in and of themselves. As he stated sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again as it is in Tirmidhi, where he stated sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَدَرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَانِ سَمِعَ مِنِّي شَيْئًا فَبَلَّغَهُ كَمَا سَمِعَ فَرُبَّمَا مُبَلِّغْ أَوْعَى مِنَ السَّامِعِ. And he stated sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah brighten the face of the individual that hears my statement sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he conveys it to the people. And then he clarified that the issue was not an issue of memorization alone, because the person perhaps who hears the narration of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is more informed and has more knowledge concerning it than the one who informs him. And the right of the scholars is tremendous, that they should be respected and they should be loved, and nobody should disrespect them and nobody should mention them except with goodness. But from the path of the people of innovation is that they speak ill of the scholars and they attribute to them names and titles of belittlement. And in our time, like those who came before them, the different sects and groups would refer to Ahl Sunnah with awful and repugnant lowly names. And in our time, this is what we hear, that those people that speak against the true ulama of the sunnah, they say that they are scholars for dollars. They declare them to be the jamiyah. They call them the madakhila. And other than that, from various different names, desiring to take from them, not realizing that they have done nothing other than to erase them. And for that reason, Imam al-Tahawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, والعلماء السلف من المتقدمين والمتأخرين أهل الحديث والأثر وأهل الفقه والنظر لا يذكرون إلا بالجميل وما ذكرهم بسوء فهو على غير السبيل. That the scholars of the Salaf of old and of today are united. That the scholars of Hadith and Atam, the scholars of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should never be mentioned except in the light of good and that which is beautiful. For indeed anybody who mentions them in any other way, he's not upon the path of guidance. And Shaykh Hashim al-Ukhinan, Shaykh Abdul Latif Ali al-Shaykh, he mentioned, and he said, وَمِنْ عَدَاتِ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ إِذَا أَفْلَسُوا مِنَ الْحُجَّةِ. That from the sign and the characteristic of the people of innovation, when they were completely and utterly deprived of all evidence to support what they were upon, from his guidance, that they were taken to doing nothing other than to speak ill of the scholars. And they would mention them with a worse of description. And they done so in order to try and deceive the perceptible ones from the shabab that they would try to snatch from the youth in order to misguide them. Because the scholar's role is to expose every single person of deviation. And it was the role of the scholars that when they spoke and they clarified, they have no place to hide. And like this, they are hated. And it was said by Uthman, Abu Uthman al-Naysaburi, he said, "Alamatu al-bid'ah ala ahliha badiyatun wa zahira wa atharuha
وأثر آياتها وعلامتها شدة معادتهم لحملة الأخبار النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واحتقارهم واستخفاف بهم. And he said to رحمه الله تعالى that from the clearest signs of the people of innovation is that they speak ill of the scholars of the Sunnah and they hate them and they deplore them and they speak ill of them and belittle them at every given opportunity. And Abu Hatim رحمه الله تعالى said علامة أهل البدع الوقيعة في أهل الأثر, that the sign of the people of innovation is that they speak ill of the scholars of the Sunnah. وَقُولُوا مَا سَمِعْتُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين, ما بعد. أسبن سب الله fear Allah سبحانه وتعالى and your journey back to him سبحانه. Return back to the true scholars of the Sunnah from those that remain. Return back to the Imams of Huda, the Imams of guidance and light, as he commanded سبحانه وتعالى فسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. Ask the people of knowledge if it's the case that you do not have knowledge. Do not make up as you go along. Do not think that yourselves you know better. Return back to the people of ilm. Return back and ask them concerning your affair. Return back to them in that which is confusing to you. And should you do so, then you have fulfilled the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he stated and he declared, جَلَّ جَلَامٌ يَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَتِيُّوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُّوا الرَّسُولُ وَلُوا الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ أَيُّهُ بَلِيلٌ. Fear Allah, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey the Messenger and those that have been placed in authority above you. And they are the scholars of the Sunnah. And for this reason, he declared, جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ إِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنْ أَمْنِ أَوْ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاءُوا بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِتُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ. Though when they came to the people on issue concerning fear and security, they announcing, they spoke amongst themselves. They tried to come up with solutions for themselves. Had they returned it back to the Messenger and those in authority above them from the ulama, they would have known who had the ability to investigate those affairs. And like this, one is guided by his permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's the case that the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke of what is to come and what is seen and what is witnessed, sadly. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a piece of Sahih Muslim, سَيَكُنْ فِي آخِرْ أُمَّةِ أُنَاسِ يُحَدِّثُونَكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَسْمَعُوا أَنْتُمْ وَلَا أَبَأُكُمْ فَإِيَّاكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. That they will come about a people at the end of days, that they will begin to inform you of your religion and speak in a way that neither you, O Sahaba, or those who came before you from the people that preceded you upon the goodness that you were upon, they knew and they understood from me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So be warned of them and warn against them. And like this, the scholars of the Sunnah in every time and every place, they are those, barakallahu feekum, that their presence is nothing other than blessing. And to lose them is nothing other than punishment. And it's nothing other than a trial and a tribulation. And like this, it was reported on the authority of Sufyan ibn Uyayna, who said, he said, وَعِيُّ قُوبَةٍ أَشَدْ عَلَى أَهْلِ الْجَهْلِ عَلَى أَنْ يَذْهَبْ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ. The what? Calamity is greater for the ignorant in the religion of Allah than they lose the people of knowledge. And like this is the greatest of a calamity. And from the greatest of calamities when we lost the Messenger of Allah. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he said, اعلم أني أرى أن الموت اليوم كرامة لكل مسلم لقي الله على السنة. He said that, and this is Abdullah ibn Mubarak, the student of the Sahaba. He said that, no, that I see that to die today, for death to come to you and for you to be upon the Sunnah, certainly that is honorable. He says, فَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنِّي إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah Jalla Jalala, we belong and to Him we return. He said, نَشْكُو وَحْشَتَنَا وَذَهَابِ إِخْوَانَنَا وَقِلَّةُ الْأَعْوَانِ وَظُهُورُ الْبِدَعِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى نَشْكُو الْعَظِيمَ حَلَّ بِهَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ مِنْ ذِهَابِ الْعُلَمَاءِ وَأَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَظُهُورِ الْبِدَعِ. And he said, certainly we complain And we complain only to Allah of our loneliness. We complain to the departure of our brothers and how few we find from those that will aid the sunnah and the appearance of bid'ah. For indeed we complain to Allah the tremendous trial that has befallen us and the loss of the ulama, the loss of the scholars and the loss of the people's sunnah and the appearance of bid'ah. And that was in peace time, waf today. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, when the Messenger said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there is not a year that descends upon the people except that that which is after it is worse, Ibn Mas'ud, he said radiallahu ta'ala an, I did not say about this year that he spoke of that what is intended by that merely the rains not come, or that the leaders that you have are bad, or that your wealth decreases. He says rather what I intend and what the Messenger intended by that every single year that comes, the one after it is worse. He said, "Thihabu khiyarukum wa ulama'ukum," is the departure of the best of you and your scholars from amongst you. Thumma yuhdithu qawm yuqayish al-umur bi-ara'ihim fayuhdam al-islam wa yulawath. And he said, the rather what is feared is that your ulama, they depart, and the people of innovation are introduced, and they come forth with their opinion, and they destroy the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they pollute it. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And like this, O servants of Allah, the Salaf, they feared. As Ayyub al-Sikhtiyani, he mentioned, إِنَّهُ لَيُبَلِّغُنِي مَوْتَ رَجُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ فَكَانَّمَا سَقَطَ عُدْهٌ مِنْ أَعْضَائِي. He said that I indeed, when I'm informed of the death of a man of the sunnah, it's as if that I have lost a limb of mine and it has fallen off. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, when it was the case in the presence of the scholars upon the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about nothing other than good, and the people were totally and utterly misguided without their presence, that they were comparable to cattle, misguided totally, that certainly the death of the scholars was from the greatest of all tribulations to fall upon the Ummah. And that is because they have nobody to return back to, and nobody who will hold back to them the trials and the tribulations. Because with the presence of the Ulama, the servants, and the rulership, and the borders and the boundaries and the limits of Allah's religion are upheld and maintained. And indeed inside of their death is the corruption of the order of the earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allotted. And he stated rahmatullahi ta'ala, comparing the death of the scholar like the death of an individual he used to spend upon many people from the poor, that they were waiting for his spending. And what about the one who spends his entire life spending in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guiding the people to Allah jalla jalaluhu. Ita kalamuhu rahmatullahi ta'ala. And Abu Darda, he stated rahmatullahi radiallahu ta'ala, he said, ma li ara ulama'akum yathabun wa juhalukum la yata'allamun. He said, what is wrong with you? Your scholars are dying and your ignorant ones are not learning their religion. He says, ta'allamu al-ilm qabla an yurfa. He said, learn the knowledge of the deen of Allah before that knowledge is taken away. فَإِنَّ رَفَعُ الْعِلْمِ فَإِنَّ رَفْعُ الْعِلْمِ ذِهَابُ الْعُلَمَاء. For certainly the departure of knowledge itself is the death of the scholars. And this week, sadly, was the case. وَقَدَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Shaykhuna Alamatul Walid passed away, Salih ibn Muhammad al-Luhaydan, from the first of the scholars of the permanent committee of Saudi Arabia, from the Immatul Najd, from the last and surviving members of those that are considered to be from the Imams of the Da'wah of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, Baqiyatul Salaf, considered to be really and truly from the remnants of the ulama of our time. But hope is not lost that even upon the departure of the scholars, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted us hope, ya Ahl Sunnah. He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la tazal ta'ifatun min ummati ala al-haq zahirin. They will never cease to remain a people manifested upon the truth, granted victory and success wherever they may be. La yadurruhum man khadalahum. Not harmed by those who betray them, not harmed by those who oppose them, until the command of Allah jalla jalalu comes. And they remained upon the truth. And when Zayd ibn Thabit passed away, the tremendous Sahabi recited Quran, the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, they gathered to bury him. And it was said that day, من يسره أن يرى كيف ذهاب العلم، فهذا فقد دفن اليوم علم كثير. Whoever desires to see the departure of knowledge, then see what you have before you. Because in the burial of Zayd ibn Thabit, and we say in the burial of Luhaydan, and other than him from the scholars of the Sunnah, much knowledge has been buried. So seek knowledge of Ahl al-Sunnah, from the people of Sunnah, that you will be the inheritors of that knowledge, and you will be the carriers of that knowledge within yourselves, your families, and your communities, and as an ummah at large. غفر الله تعالى جميع المسلمين والأئمة الدين ومن سلك نهجهم إلى يوم الحساب. وهذا وصل لهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.